Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, there was so much happening over the weekend in Hollywood that it was really hard to decide what to include in the Daily Dust. Grammy nominees were announced on Friday, and they include a name you probably thought you'd never see in this context again. Fabrice Morvan from Milli Vanilli.
Girl, you know it's true.
Yeah, it is true. Listen, he's nominated for a Grammy for Best Audiobook Narration and Storytelling Recording for his reading of his memoir, You Know It's True, The Real Story of Milli Vanilli. And here's the thing that has me worried. His competition includes Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and the Dalai Lama. I'm rooting for Fab. I'm sorry, vindication is mine. Anyway, Kendrick Lamar leads all the other nominees for Grammys with 9 total. The Rock Hall of Fame inducted its class of 2025 on Saturday in Los Angeles, including Outkast, The White Stripes, Salt-N-Pepa, Soundgarden, Bad Company, Joe Cocker, Warren Zevon, and, of course, Cyndi Lauper.
I know that I stand on the shoulders of the women in the industry that came before me, and my shoulders are broad enough to have the women that come after me stand on mine.
Oh, that's why we love her. Cyndi did perform live herself. There weren't a ton of them. Salt-N-Pepa was there. She could probably have heard me from very far away. There were a lot of tributes from other performers for the nominees. The ceremony streamed on Disney Plus. It will air edited on ABC on January 1st. So if you have nothing to do on New Year's Day, Nate Bargatze will host a game show on ABC called The Greatest Average American. That's perfect for him. Tracy Morgan opened up on the set of The Neighborhood, where he guest starred and teased his new Paramount Plus spinoff called Crutch.
Well, I like to say I never went nowhere. The reason why I'm alive today and I didn't die in an accident is because my room ain't ready. It was traumatic.
Yeah.
And I like to live my life now. I'm here. My daughter was only 11 months, but now she's 12 years old. Mm. I'm too busy looking at that.
You going to heaven?
Absolutely. I got my ticket already.
That's Cedric the Entertainer asking him, you going to heaven? He appreciates, though, Tracy's new energy on the set of their show, The Neighborhood. Ryan Reynolds is remaking Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, the 1974 action comedy with Clint Eastwood and Jeff Bridges. Dolly Parton's opening up about love, loss, and the lessons of a lifetime in her new book, star of the show, My Life on Stage. It's out tomorrow.
Well, never had children. That's a sacrifice you make.
Right.
Although that was there were a lot of health reasons for that as well. But I think the fact that I miss time with family and friends, just like my song.
Yeah.
You know, 24/7, 365, but I was willing to make the sacrifice. You give up time for all the things you don't really. I don't go on vacations. I don't hardly ever have time for any of that.
Every time I sit down and do nothing, I'm going to start thinking about Dolly doing everything. The trailer for the newly cut Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair is out. That movie's going to be 4 hours long, but it will have an intermission. Millie Bobby Brown, who allegedly filed a bullying and harassment complaint against David Harbour, her co-star in the show, recently posed for pictures with him at the Stranger Things season finale premiere. And in an interview, Brown said this.
I obviously have a really special bond with David because we have a father-daughter relationship,
right.
And we do every scene together.
Yeah.
And you'll really get to see that, you know, in season 5. It's been so special to have him along the journey for me, Winona, the kids. I'm really honored to have played 11 and to have met such amazing people along the way.
Here's the thing, y'all. Sean Levy, the executive producer, dismissed the reports about the bullying and harassment, but there were women who said nice things about Harvey Weinstein that they didn't mean either, so I'm just saying. Oh, speaking Speaking of, with a dirt alert, Britney Spears is back on Instagram in her lingerie, of course. And Kim Kardashian isn't a real-life lawyer yet. She failed the bar exam. Of course she did. In an Instagram story, Kim wrote, "Well, I'm not a lawyer yet. I just play a very well-dressed one on TV." Yes, you, well, partially dressed anyway. Kris Jenner had a James Bond-themed 70th birthday party over the weekend. Attendees included Oprah, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Hailey Bieber, Mariah Carey, Mark Zuckerberg, Vin Diesel, Paris Hilton, and more. Oh, my gosh. Oh, to be so sad and all alone in the world. Yeah, that's not any Kardashian. They are constantly with each other. So there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning, go and B104.3. What can I say?
What can I say except you're welcome?